You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Two-possession game, and that is good to make it a four-point game, fittingly, but Houston wins it by four.
Now, back to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos on Westwood One Sports.
Jason Benetti with the call, Fox Sports, courtesy of it. That is... That's the worst beat of the college basketball season thus far. And look, like, I'm not in the weeds to know if you bet like Saginaw State or something, if there's a bad beat. But as far as like the big conferences go, that is as bad as it gets. And thankfully, I did not bet the game last night. If I did, I actually would have bet. I would have taken the points with Texas Tech. This is a huge game in the Big 12. Houston and Texas Tech are both Final Four contenders. Houston closes a 6.5-point favorite in the game. Houston's up by 7 in the closing moments. And here's Christian Anderson from 45 feet away, not figuratively, literally 45 feet away. I know because I went to the actual game log, makes a three-pointer from 45 feet away. That's meaningless as far as the game is concerned. But if you bet Texas Tech, you got inside the number to cover the spread. And if you laid it with Houston, that is an absolutely brutal beat. But look, if you bet long enough, like I have, like a lot of our listeners and viewers have, you know that this sort of stuff happens when you bet, and if you bet for long enough, you'll be on the right side of those as much as you're on the losing side, even if you remember the losers way more than you do the winners. I'll give you some bets for tonight in hoops coming up in a little bit, and if you, our listener and viewer, if you're betting on the NBA this season, here's something that'll take the pressure off your picks. With today's NBA No Sweat Token, you don't need to sweat it if your bet doesn't hit. You'll get your stake back in bonus bets up to $1,000. Download the BetMGM app today. Visit BetMGM.com so you can make it legendary. All right, we'll hit a couple stories from college basketball and one from the NBA very quickly here. Kenny, let's go to the Kansas Jayhawks from last night and their star freshman, Darren Peterson, in a win over TCU. Okay. We will have that sound for you maybe tomorrow on the show. So Darren Peterson last night for Kansas scores 32 points in 32 minutes. And like I told you late last week, Darren Peterson's unbelievable. He's going to be the number one overall pick in the NFL draft. Had a bunch of leg injuries earlier in the season. Hamstring injuries, a quad injury. Now he's back and playing for Kansas. And yes, like they should beat TCU by more than four. But if Darren Peterson's going to be this good, 32 points in 32 minutes, the ceiling for Kansas is to make the Final Four. I don't know if they can win the national championship if the team around him is good enough, but he's good enough absolutely to take Kansas to the Final Four. We also had this end game, Kenny, in the Michigan-Penn State game last night.
It comes down to the final trip. Lindeborg right with DeLeon. Down to two. He's got to go. Down to one. This is for the win. And it's off. A major sigh for the guys in maize and blue.
So Penn State almost beats Michigan last night, falling short at the buzzer. The Wolverines win 74-72. And Michigan, the number one team in the country, remains undefeated on the season. And Michigan looks like the best team in the country right now. But doesn't it feel like they're going to take a loss at some point here? It's January, they haven't lost yet. Now maybe they're like Anthony, maybe they're the Kentucky team that made it all the way to the Final Four without losing a game. Maybe that's what this is. I doubt it for Michigan, even if I love the Michigan Wolverines. They host Wisconsin on Saturday, and then go on a West Coast trip, which is like, this is how college sports is now, right, in the Big Ten, at Washington and at Oregon next week. I think Michigan will lose one of its next three games. I don't know which one yet. Need a little time to think about it. And then last night in the NBA, the Lakers beat the Pelicans 111-103. LeBron and Luka each scored 30 points in the game. And LeBron James had this to say after the game.
Nah, Luka don't need to be in this game. Luka is 27? He's our 27-year-old franchise for this ball club. He don't need to be in this game. It's up to us to bend our game around him and figure it out. So,
LeBron James saying that he needs to bend his game for Luka Doncic. And that's great news if you're a Lakers fan, even if LeBron's only going to play one more year for the Lakers, because it means that LeBron's going to stick around this year. And you'd rather have LeBron than not have LeBron. But I hate it for LeBron James, because the Lakers can't win a title this year. And if this is LeBron's final year, and I've said this a bunch this NBA season, I want him to waive his no-trade clause. It doesn't look like that's going to happen. Good for the Lakers, bad for LeBron, bad for basketball fans. Let's get to the bets for tonight. Kenny, please drop the dope-ass beat. So, look, we do the show early in the day. A lot of injury stuff going on in the NBA. Follow me on Instagram at TheKostos. I'll put in my Instagram story a little later all my bets for tonight. One bet that I will absolutely be making, though, in the NBA. I'm going to sell this recent run by the Detroit Pistons, who destroyed my Knicks on Monday night. 10.5-point home favorites against the Bulls. It's not that I don't think the Pistons will win, but I will take the points tonight with the Bulls plus the 10.5. Hit me up on Instagram, THEKOSTOS. I will put all the rest of my plays for tonight there later in the evening. I'll catch you tomorrow on a tremendous football Thursday. Until then, I'm Nick Kostos wishing you minimal sweats, winning bets, the absolute very best of luck.
That was You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on Westwood One Sports.